Vachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6, the last of the Perek, and in truth, the last of these four Prakim, which have been discussing with thoughts one has during the offering of a Korban, and up to now I've been saying thoughts that could cause problems. Here we're going to say the other way around, not the potential problems, but ideally what a person should have in mind. And there are six specific Kavanas, says the Mishnah. L'shem Shisha Devarim Hazevach Nizbach. There are six things one could ideally have in mind, or should I ideally have in mind. But none of these essentially going to be like kuva, meaning bidi evid, they're not going to make a korban pasul. What the thoughts that make a korban pasul are specifically chutzuzman and chutzul makoma, we saw that already, and at least for the chatas and the Pesach in its time, also if you have the wrong korban or wrong person in mind. Okay, so our mission says, however, lachachila, ideally you should have six things in mind, and we'll explain more details on that in a moment. So first of all, l'shem zevach, you should have the right specific type of offering in mind. Like we said before, if it's an ola, you should have ola in mind, etc. You being the person who's doing the shechita and the kabbalah and so on. L'shem zoveach, you should have the person in mind, the person who's bringing this korban to be offered, because he's bringing an ola or a shlam or a chatas, have him in mind. As I said already, if you don't have that in mind, so then it's kosher. If you have the wrong person in mind or the wrong type of offering in mind, that will not make it invalid. But if you recall from the beginning of the Masechta, the person who brought the offering won't be Yotzi, has to bring another one. Okay? So that's two separate things here. We discussed that back then. And also, as I said a moment ago, the Chatas and the Korban Pesach in its time are exceptional, meaning those actually are not valid offerings. They become invalidated by having the wrong type of offering or the wrong person in mind. In addition, you have to have l'shem nichoach. You have to have in mind, you have to have l'shem Hashem. You have to have Hashem in mind. This is going to Hashem. And specifically, actually, the shem here means the name Yudke Vavke, the name of Hashem, which refers to his being totally transcendent above space and time, the one who created the world and keeps it in being, but therefore is outside the world. And he doesn't need this offering in any way. You're not like feeding Hashem or something like that, God forbid. So you have that specific notion of Hashem being transcendent. Also, l'shem ishim, you have to have a mind intending l'chachil that the korban should be burned on the mizbeach as appropriate, which means for essentially all korbanos, we're talking about the emurim, the sacrificial parts, specifically. And in the case of an ola, we're talking also about, you know, the whole, all the rest of the meat as well. But l'chachil, a person should have in mind, it's going to be burned up, like not left over on the fire. L'shem reach, when it burns, one should have in mind that it's going to be to produce a fragrance, an aroma from the burning meat. That's a separate thing. L'shem nichoach, it should be, so to speak, for nachas ruach, for be pleasing to Hashem. And as much as a person, you know, Hashem should say, listen, I gave the tzivui and the person carried it out, and that, you know, is a kavayachal pleasing to Hashem, so to speak. V'achatas v'asham, in addition, when it comes to chatas and asham, also l'shem chet. You should have the particular sin in mind for which this animal is being brought. Now, the basis of those, we'd said seven, because the seventh one is the sin where applicable. The other six, as the Mishnah enumerated, essentially will come from one pasuk. Five of the six numbers come from one pasuk. It's a pasuk that's referring to the korban ola. I'll just read it to you. The pasuk says, "V'hiktir hakohen es hakol hamizbachecha." The kohen will burn on the altar to make smoke all of it on the altar. And then it says ola. We're talking about an ola, but it's for the sake of an ola. That's the shem zevach, the right type of offering. Ishe, for the fires, for the burning. Reach, the aroma. Nichoach, that's pleasing, Lashem, to Hashem, Yudke Vavke. That's the source of those five obligations. Again, Ol Charchila. B'di'evit, it wouldn't be Ma'akev. And the Mishnah says further, therefore, Amr B'yosi, Af Misha Lohaya Belibo L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu Kasher. Rabbi Yossi says, he's not arguing the Tanakh, he's explaining. If one doesn't have any of these things in mind, in fact, if he has none of these things in mind, after the fact, it's kosher. And more than that, Shu Tanai Bezin. The proof that's true is because there's a Tanai Bezin, the Bezin, the Sanhedrin stipulated that in fact a Kohen should not have in mind the person or the type of offering when he shechts or does Kabbalah and so on of the blood. He should have in mind whatever offering is meant to be, whatever person brought it, that's how I'm doing this. The idea being, Chazal were concerned, the Sanhedrin, whatever the Sanhedrin was concerned, that mistakes can happen. Obviously, you have a lot of people, a lot of animals, they all look the same, a lot of things going on. So if a person had the wrong type of offering mind for a moment, and he makes it so the person not guilty, that'd be a great shame, of course. Therefore, the Sanhedrin made a Tanai Bezin, condition of the Bezin, that people should, the Kohanim should process these korbanos, having in mind whoever brought it, it should be for him, whatever court it's going to be, I'll do it that way, and that's what it's for, and therefore he will be guilty with the evidence. And the fact is, since, although the Pasuk, the verse, stipulates these things, as I read to you, since the Bezdin made such a stipulation that you can just think nothing and be guilty, that clearly shows that b'di'evad, it's not invalid according to the Torah, otherwise the Sanhedrin could make no such Tanai Bezdin. And therefore, all the things of the, all these six items of the Mishnah are all lecharchila, but not b'di'evad. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, this is Rabbi Yosef speaking, she'ena machshava holeches, El Acher HaOved. In terms of who's, what's going on in the mind of the person, we only concern about the person who's actually doing the Shechita, the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, applying the limbs on the Mizbeach for the Reach Nechoch, etc. But the person who brought it, even if he has the right intentions, the right things in mind, this doesn't make a difference. And if he has the wrong things in mind, also doesn't make a difference. So we're seeing here what matters is the person who's doing the processing specifically. And in general, he should have no specific personal type of korban in mind. He should, however, l'chachila, have the other four elements, that it's l'shem for the ishim, for reyach and nechoach, those he should have in mind, l'chachila.